I think it's important that people see that as a working document and that it's not just tied down for the 3 years. And I think members will appreciate that. I think it's important that we do get it adopted. But I suppose the capital plan is only a plan. We have to source the funding from national government, and there's many areas that we need additional funding in. And the whole area of roads, of course, housing, you have piers and harbours that's talked about here, and some of the smaller projects as well. But I think it's important that there is a working document there that we as a council can work our way through. And there's a lot of good proposals in that project, some that I've been working on now for some time and other members of the council. So it's an innovative plan. I think there's many areas covered in it, and so hopefully now, in particular for the new elected members, that they know exactly that it's not just tied, that can come forward with proposals the next month or so. There's many challenges in it, but I think national government needs to come forward now and give us a lot of the funding that we need in Donegal here, and I'm confident that we as a council will work our way through this plan.
Because a lot of the issues raised by public representatives here today, they're not really in the council's remit as so far as that they need that funding from government. Are you confident that going forward in the next couple of years that maybe that some of these concerns will be addressed?
Well, you see, unfortunately many of them have been in the council's plan and for some time we haven't got them funding nationally, so there's many areas that we need to go to government and seek their support on and get the funding in place, because there's no point in having a plan if we don't get the funding.